Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about, but we're going to open with some breaking news. Apparently, the $1 trillion, was it $1.2 or $1.3 trillion? Doesn't matter. It's a lot of money. The bipartisan package has been passed in the Senate. Now goes to the House, and there's a lot of goodies in there. And there's also some things that are making people go, you know, things make you go, So we're just going to talk about that pretty quickly here because I know there's a lot of confusion, and I just want to calm people down. I know a lot of people are upset that they're now going to be taxed for every mile they drive, which is going to prompt people to say, well, then I'm not going to work. I'm just going to stay home if I'm going to get taxed. It's a pilot program, so thus far I think they're only asking for volunteers. But let me just recap what's going on. So there's a 1.2 infrastructure plan that has kind of been Biden's signature move. You know how Obama wanted to have the big, Affordable Care Act, which was a cluster. Trump wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare, which was a cluster. That never happened. And then Biden is doing the infrastructure plan. Apparently our roads, our airports, our broadband needs help. I'd like to know why our tax money hasn't gone to improving it already, why we have to put more money into it, but apparently whatever we're spending on taxes isn't enough. The money's going to other things, so we have to spend more money if we want our roads and our broadbands and our airports addressed properly. So, in this bipartisan package, we have this infrastructure bill. We have $110 billion going for roads and bridges, $39 billion for public transit, $66 billion for railways, $65 billion for expanding broadband internet. I support that because I cannot stand when the internet isn't working. So if my tax dollars haven't gone to that yet, fine. You can tax me. That I'm okay with. I just don't know where the rest of our money's gone to if it hasn't been going to our roads and bridges, like promised. $25 billion to repair major airports, $7.5 billion for the first ever network of charging stations for electric vehicles, which we've talked about and we will again. $21 billion to respond to environmental concerns like pollution. All right? So to respond to our concerns. That's interesting. Oh. Okay, so I don't know if that's what we're spending money on or if we're actually going to decrease pollution. $73 billion to modernize America's energy grid. That would be nice if we're going to be hooking up our electric vehicles to that. And so the funding is supposed to come from existing planned investments. So I'm not sure why it's going to cost us more. There is going to need to be new tax revenues. And so the big issue that a lot of people aren't realizing is once we go to 50% cars electric and go to electric vehicles by the year 2030, we're talking in less than 9 years, half the cars on the road are aimed to be electronic vehicles. The federal government loses a hell of a lot of money in gas tax, 18.4 cents per mile. So how do they get that revenue? They need to come up with other means. We spoke about this yesterday. So one program that they're going to pilot is this vehicle miles traveled tax pilot program. Now, that's kind of buried in the bill. I believe Pete Buttigieg had said it wasn't going to be in the bill in March. I haven't been following it because, again, I follow mostly the medical news, but I drive a lot. So, yeah, I'm intrigued about what's happening with this. And so that's supposed to help fund some of the money lost with the moving from fuel to electric. And so with that, I think they're going to be looking for volunteers in the pilot program. The miles will be logged, and they'll see how realistic it is to tax per mile. Of course, big concerns are the privacy. You know, so let's say Michael Fassbender's in town, and my husband and I have an agreement that Michael Fassbender's on my laminated list. So Michael Fassbender says, "Dahlia, I'm on the strip." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I go and get my lashes done. I go to the gym. I maybe go to the self-tanning booth. Then I decide to go meet Michael Fassbender for a sandwich because I'm still not going to cheat on my husband. But then, sadly, this is all being logged. It's all being logged. By the way, we do have some breaking news. It looks like Andrew Cuomo has resigned. Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. We're going to be talking about that as soon as we get that, but we just got some breaking news. I'll confirm that in a few minutes. So, I would really like to know where the privacy is in terms of where we drive. If I need to see my in-laws, and or let's say I want to get out of seeing somebody, and I try to pretend that I had to go to a funeral, let's say, and there's a log, people will know I'm lying about where I went. What if I just want to go home and watch Netflix? So people are concerned about the privacy issue with this. They're also concerned that people will want to drive less. Now, that might help the environment. That might really help pollution. So, you know, I'm a fan of protecting the environment, but I'm not a fan of people saying, well, then I'm not going to go to work. I'm just going to stay home. Look at what happened when we stayed home. We gained a lot of weight. We got headaches. Our sleep was disrupted because we were on the computer. We need to be around people. We need to be out and about. We need to get out there. And I understand car accidents and you're putting your life at risk every time you're in a car. But, I mean, you have to live life. There's only so much you can do. How many people would not have seen Hawaii if they were afraid of being in an airplane? So we do need to, you know, kind of move and get off our tushies. And so to de-incentivize or punish people for every mile they drive, I don't think is a good move. I think that could open up a huge can of worms. So if the government needs to figure out how else they get funding from the gas tax, then why don't you maybe charge on the power grid? We really use a lot of power. Right? We leave our chargers in the wall. We leave our computers on. I mean, when I blow dry my hair, I spend an extra time on it, you know, just to get out that any extra fluid because my hair is long. Maybe we tax on our power grid use. But see, they don't want to do that because they don't want people to not use electric vehicles. Well,
hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel, who are my producers, making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 2021 is not without its drama. I told you guys 2021 was not going to be drama-free. And so New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has chosen to resign. The announcement came at about 10 minutes ago, reported by NBC News. And this has not, I don't think we should see people rejoicing and, you know, partying in the streets. This has just been one cluster of a governorship after another. And sadly, it brings to light a lot of the BS that we've seen in politics. So my seeing Governor Cuomo resigns kind of leaves this sinking feeling that how many others are still in power that are probably, you know, pieces of work. You're innocent until proven guilty. And even though he has criminal charges up against him, he should have his day in court. He should be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But with what happened with the nursing home and kind of the power plays, and then this report coming out, the scathing report with 11 women sexually harassed, some assaulted, it just doesn't seem to be the right move for him to stay in office. So I support his decision to resign. I think a lot of people do. And so Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who's a Democrat, will serve the rest of his term and will be the state's first female governor. I know you guys don't believe me, but I think President Biden might do something similar to allow the country to have the first female president. I wouldn't be surprised if that might happen before the end of his term. So it's just something I'm watching for. Headlines have been surrounding Biden's issues and how Kamala could be the first female president. Just wonder if he's going to want to take credit for that. So just something to think about. But Governor Cuomo won't be able to take credit for this one because he had to leave. And so amid calls asking him from both sides, Democrats and Republicans, to leave, Cuomo said, and I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to government. And therefore, this is what I'll do. Because I work for you, and doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you. So Cuomo's going to leave office in 14 days while continuing to still claim his innocence, which he has a right to do. He has a right to do. So the assembly was already going to start impeachment proceedings. The impeachment proceedings is a poop show. It is not anything that somebody wants to go through. I think when I was in Arizona years ago, Governor Mecham was being impeached. And so the impeachment process is something that not only tears up the governor's seat, but the state as well. You know, I mean, we need leadership, whether it's your state, whether it's the government. And so politicians might think that the drama and standing their ground is something that, you know, people want or their political party wants. But the one thing I'm seeing over and over and over again, whether it be Nixon, whether it be Cuomo, is that when it comes to disarray and chaos, you aren't an effective leader. You can't continue your leadership, no matter how good you think it is, while you're undergoing impeachment proceedings. I mean, Trump was going to have the same issues going through the impeachment trials and all the hearings and everything that, you know, everybody wanted to, you know, put up against him. You know, if he had won the election and was still, you know, it really is difficult to be able to still maintain and do what you need to do when all the media and all the attention is being shifted on your demise. I mean, you want the focus on what you're doing. This is why people get so mad about what happens with Twitter. You know, every time a celebrity, you know, comes up with a homophobic slur or something from their past comes up with a homophobic slur, you know, they want people to go, well, look, this is what I'm doing. These are the movies I'm creating. You know, this is the progress. This is the support. But everybody kind of hones in on the bad they did. And so people find that very limiting. It's obstructing, and it's preventing them from moving forward. So with Governor Cuomo, I'm not here to say he's guilty. He's innocent until proven guilty. But some of the allegations he's had was just, to me, enough to ask him to at least step away from office until, you know, he could at least be tried in court or impeached and go through the process to prove that you have to prove your innocence now. But, you know, when there's multiple people saying you assaulted them, you know, you're kind of up a creek. We spoke about this. Many people think that they were grabbing at straws with the doctor, you know, being told that she makes the gown look good. I told you guys how frustrating that is. especially for me as a female doctor, I can't tell you how many times I would be trying to be professional, trying to do my job, and somebody would try to dress me down just to shake me up. And it's very obstructing. It's in Spanish we call it molestar. It's very molesting. It's very intrusive. And it's a form of an assault because you're trying to do your job. I'm trying to give a report. I'm trying to, you know, convey something professionally. And somebody's just sitting there staring at your boobies or, you know, looking you down and trying to, you know, and you're like, why am I even talking to you? You know, is that all you're going to look at me as? And so here's a doctor on live TV. She's probably very nervous about performing a test that he could flinch. Right? Or say, oh, you hurt me. So, you know, her credibility is on the line. And here she is about to do a nasal swab on Governor Cuomo. And he goes, you make that gown look good. That can shake us up. I mean, I hear that stuff so I could blow it off. But when a doctor is nervous and on TV, who isn't used to being on TV and trying to do what they need to do, and that little bit of a dress down happens, and maybe Governor Cuomo was innocently nervous and he was just trying to, you know, he was probably nervous that he was on TV and a swab was going up his nose and he didn't want to flinch or spray boogers on national television, global television, because everybody would have watched. So maybe he was nervous, and when we're nervous, we'll say stupid things. But I agree with that case added to the 11 because it does show this pattern of women being objectified. And as a woman, it's ridiculous. On the flip side, I do not tolerate false accusations. I love men. I love my father. I love my brothers. I love men. And to think that some of them could be at risk for false accusations and then presumed guilty when they're innocent, I think is a big wrong. And I will defend men who are innocent. Sadly, we have the gamut of all the spectrums of this. But Governor Cuomo leaving, I think, is a good move. Let him still maintain his innocence. Let him prove innocence. That's fine. But right now, he's not an effective governor. And beyond what happened with the harassment, I'm still, you know, ticked off about what happened with the nursing homes and having nursing homes feel compelled to take patients and infect others when we knew gosh darn well that this was a deadly disease for older individuals. And I think it was a stupid decision. I think he overplayed his power, and somebody like that abused his power. So, no, he shouldn't be governor. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on what happens, but this is not a highlight in American politics or in the COVID pandemic or in the Me Too fight. This sadly reminds us that we have people in power who are abusive, who are harassing, and even if they are able to maintain their innocence, you and I know this is just one example of a cancer that spreads throughout. And even though I completely understand, you know, how people are sexual individuals and how there's going to be flirtations and how there's going to be predatorial sort of behaviors by men and women, right? Women are predatorial as well. It's something that I had to deal with throughout my career, and a lot of people still have to deal with it, and they just don't feel like they could tell anybody. They feel like they have to just take it, and it's not easy. And for any of you that have ever been touched, what's the big deal? You know, don't you like sex? It's completely different when you're touched by somebody that you don't want to be touched by. When you don't want to be touched by somebody, you want to chop off their hand. I'll be honest with you. I had patients grab my butt, touch my boob. You know, I'm a doctor, so I didn't want to lose my license over it. All I could do is kick them out of my practice. But man, you know, if I was a surgeon, maybe I would have taken it a little differently. All right. Anyway, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some lawmakers in Washington will tell you, there's a lot of unknowns in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's still on the fast track for a vote Tuesday. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News, this bill is littered with items that will tax his state especially hard.
They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion.
Bayer, the maker of Roundup herbicide, has lost another appeal of a jury verdict finding its weed killer causes cancer. It's a company's third consecutive appeals court loss of cases that have gone to trial. A California appeals court in San Francisco refused to overturn the 2019 verdict. A fourth Roundup trial began last week in San Bernardino, California. USA Radio News. The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former Communications Director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone, to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers? One of the lead authors of this report actually says he hopes it impacts the way people vote. And this is a guy in charge of one of the authors who's a climate risk specialist who actually potentially financially benefits off the report.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of our listeners has asked, have I had any issues with Twitter? And have I been silenced at all by Twitter? Interestingly, no. He asks in response to what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene, but then again, I don't really write anything similar that Marjorie Taylor Greene writes. But I will be honest with you. In terms of censorship, the only time I had an issue on social media was, remember we discussed, I think Merck had a possible medication, oral medication for COVID, and Local News 3, local NBC News, needed to talk to me about it. So every time I'm going to be on the local news covering a story, I share it on Facebook. And Facebook blocked it, saying that it was promoting misinformation. And I'm like, how is it misinformation? I'm going to be on the news. I was on the news. There's this drug, the pharmaceutical company, it's a headline all over the world that there could be a possible new. How is that misinformation? And I don't, and so I got a warning just based on me saying I'm going to be on the news talking about a drug that, you know, might be indicated for. So for some reason, there is an overstep, and I don't know what their algorithm is. Their algorithm must have been, all right, any oral medication we're going to call bad. So, but I've never had an issue with Twitter. I haven't had an issue with Facebook since then. But Marjorie Taylor Greene suspended from Twitter because she claimed the COVID-19 vaccines are failing. And Rhonda wants me to discuss if I think the COVID-19 vaccines are, quote-unquote, failing. So let me tell you what happened to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then I'll tell you what I feel about with the vaccines. I don't think the vaccines are failing, but I do think we have some misinformation in terms of how vaccines were going to prevent the virus from at all existing. I think that was overblown out of proportion. So Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was suspended from Twitter for another week because she said that the COVID-19 vaccines are failing because they do not reduce the spread of the virus. Now, apparently she's going to be in only read-only mode for a week where she could read it, she just can't post. She's a Republican from Georgia, and she tweeted Monday night that the FDA should not approve the COVID vaccines. There are too many reports of infection and spread of COVID-19 among vaccinated people. She wrote, these vaccines are failing and do not reduce the spread of the virus, and neither do masks. Vaccine mandates and passports violate individual freedom, she says. Fully vaccinated people, and where this is coming from, and we had spoken about this on the show, where vaccinated individuals do also carry the virus. Vaccinated individuals have the ability to spread the virus. There's a study that was published in MedRx IV, and I spoke about this, where they found vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals have similar viral loads in communities with high prevalence of SARS-CoV-2 Delta variant. Dr. Rai Mersma, Dr. Grogan, Keita Yarbrough, so multiple I don't know, let me see, which university. This work was supported by the CDC, the Upper Midwest Regional Accelerator for Genomic Surveillance, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, University of Wisconsin. This is a study that came out looking at how there was, quote, no difference in viral loads when comparing unvaccinated individuals to those who have vaccine breakthrough infections. So even though Marjorie's, Taylor Greene's, tweet might have sounded caustic, what she is saying, and maybe it seems to be too broad, but there is now scientific evidence that vaccinated individuals spread the virus just like unvaccinated. Now, do vaccines do nothing? No, I have to disagree. The vaccines are showing a improvement in hospitalization rates and in death rates in those who have been vaccinated. We still are having vaccinated individuals show up in the hospital. We have had vaccinated individuals die, but not to the same degree as last year. And it appears unvaccinated seem to be dying at a higher rate. So I still am on the side of vaccines helping. But I'm also on the side of not mandating the vaccination, because how do you tell an employee that they can't work because they're being unvaccinated spreads the virus when vaccinated individuals are found to spread the virus as well. So as of July 26th, the latest date for which data is available, there were about 6,500 breakthrough cases among 163 million fully vaccinated individuals. There will be more data coming out soon. That data is already 2 weeks old, and I think breakthrough cases have soared between now and then. But of those cases, 6,200 resulted in hospitalization, 1,200 people died. So 1,200 people died, it's, to me, 1,200 too many, but still a much smaller amount than those who have not been vaccinated. So, you know, obviously there's been, you know, much concern about the role Twitter has and Facebook has. You know, it, unfortunately, if you're going to stop fake news, you got to stop it all the way around. I mean, then I, you know, all people are still trying to say that Trump urged individuals to inject something into their veins, and he didn't. He was very uneloquently joking about how if we have mechanisms to kill the virus, right, chemicals, things like that, why can't we? What he should have said is, if we have in vitro evidence of means to kill the virus, why don't we come up with in vivo ways? He's not going to say that. He's not a scientist. So in vivo applications of a successful in vitro termination of the virus. He's not going to say that. So he's saying, wouldn't it be cool if we find a way to just get that into our bodies? So when he goes off the cuff, it's not his strong suit when he speaks. But sadly, people take that and they still are propagating that myth that he told people to inject their veins with liquid Drano or whatever the heck. Why aren't we seeing that censored? So if you're gonna, I don't agree with any sort of censoring, but you have to be consistent. So, you know, are the vaccines failing? That's what everybody wants to know. It depends on what your definition of fail. If you expected the vaccines to completely shield you 100%, they're going to fail at that. They were never intended to. But if you're expecting that vaccine to, if you are introduced to COVID, protect you enough where you don't end up in the hospital and die, we're seeing some good data. And it's not just in America. We're seeing it in Israel. We're seeing it in multiple countries. So death rates, luckily, in vaccinated individuals are less. But are they, her statement of do they not reduce the spread of the virus? She might have a point. Now, mind you, this was just one study. And for, if you want to find the study, I had put it in my article on if vaccine mandates are going to have a tougher time going through now that vaccinated individuals could spread the virus. I added that link. Personally, in terms of the courts, not going to happen in terms of stopping the mandates. Right now, the courts are resting on this 1905 precedence, Jefferson versus, I think it's Massachusetts, where back in 1905 they could urge the smallpox vaccine in terms of protecting public health. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite actresses is Christina Applegate. I just thought she was awesome in Anchorman, right, with Will Ferrell. I thought she did a fantastic job in Married with Children. I haven't seen the Dead to Me series. I haven't seen that yet. But she is so versatile, and she's a fantastic actress. And she's also so strong when it comes to her medical issues. In 2008, she was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was only in her, I think, 30s. And so she had to, sadly, because she was BRCA gene positive, she actually had breast cancer in only her left breast, and it was found early based on MRI. And when she had the BRCA gene testing, she found out that she was mutation positive, so she ended up having a double mastectomy in her 30s. It's just debilitating for anybody to go through, but she was able to do that, overcome, and now we're being told she released on Twitter an update that she has multiple sclerosis. Now, multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease. It is not easy. It is where the body's immune system attacks the neurological system. And the nerves have a myelin sheath. It's a protective coat. It's like wires. You know how you guys have the coating on the wires? And what happens when that breaks down? Like your charger. Has any of your Apple chargers worn and tore down where you start to see the wires? And then all of a sudden the charger doesn't work? That's kind of what happens with multiple sclerosis. It breaks down the coating, the protective coating. So if that's the case, then you don't have proper communication with the nerves. So it can affect your eyes, your spinal cord, ability to touch, ability to move, your brain, your cognitive function, your speech, your digestive system. Some people might lose control of their bowels and their urinary system. And it is a progressive illness. Some people will have numbness and weakness. Some people will have electric shock movements. Some people could get tremors, have difficulty walking, lack of coordination. I had a patient where her multiple sclerosis was so debilitating she had to be in a wheelchair. She needed a special handicapped car, a car that she could drive as wheelchair bound, where she was able to control the gas and the brake with her hands. And, you know, sadly, many people eventually stop driving because they can't see. They end up having blurred vision, dizziness, fatigue. And so multiple sclerosis is progressive. And some people might have remission. There's physical therapy. There's there's immunosuppressants. But unfortunately for some people, if it doesn't get diagnosed quickly enough and they can't slow down the destruction of the nerves, then some of the long-term effects are going to be more pronounced. So when the insulation of your electrical wires go, the wires just don't work. And that's kind of how MS is. So risk factors for multiple sclerosis, it could be any age, but usually onset occurs between 20 and 40 years old. I'm starting to see more older individuals get diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, but many people when they're younger, women, appear to be 2 to 3 times as likely as men to get it, but men such as Richard Pryor were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Family history, if it's in your family, you can get it. Epstein-Barr virus that causes mononucleosis have been linked to MS. So any of us, including myself, that has had Epstein-Barr could be at risk for multiple sclerosis. We see it more in Caucasians, especially those of Northern European descent. They're at higher risk, but we have seen it in Asians, African, Native American descent as well. But they're at lower risk. Climate. We do see MS in Canada, Northern United States, New Zealand, Southeastern Australia. And they believe that low levels of vitamin D and low exposure to sunlight could be at a risk factor. This is according to Mayo Clinic. And if you have other autoimmune diseases like thyroid disease, pernicious anemia, psoriasis, type 1 diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, that could put you at risk. Smokers also may, I believe, have a higher risk. So, you know, we diagnose it through blood tests, spinal tap, MRI, there's evoked potential tests, And then in terms of treatment, we might use steroids, we might use plasmapheresis, which is where a liquid portion or part of your blood is removed, separated from the blood cells. The blood cells are then mixed with a protein solution put back in your body. And they do this to get rid of the antibodies that could be fighting your nerves. There is Ocrevus, which is an FDA-approved disease-modifying therapy. Ocrelizumab, it's a monoclonal antibody treatment. And they seem to progress a little slower. There's also other immunomodulators. There's interferon, Copaxone, Gilenya. There's a variety of other medications out there. So, you know, luckily there's a lot we could do. Interestingly, though, those with MS seem to have a life expectancy of about 76 years old. Now, that's 7.5 years less than those without MS, and they say life expectancy is usually in the 80s for women, but it's huge in that, you know, people can still live to their, you know, senior golden years. Now, Christina Applegate is a hoot. She, you know, has a great sense of humor. She tweeted, "Hi, friends. A few months ago, I was diagnosed with MS. It's been a strange journey, but I have been so supported by people that I know who also have this condition. It's been a tough road, but as we all know, the road keeps going unless some A blank blocks it." So I can't say the words she said, but, you know, that's just like her to be able to kind of put in her, you know, little cynicism in there. And I think she's going to do well. About a million people in the United States are currently living with multiple sclerosis. Celebrities that have opened up about their diagnosis include Terry Garr, Montel Williams, Richard Pryor, Annette Funicello, from the Mickey Mouse Club, as well as multiple other movies in the 60s and 70s, Trevor Baines, Selma Blair, Jamie Lynn Sigler from The Sopranos, Ann Romney, Jack Osborne, Neil Cavuto of Fox News, Clay Walker, Walter Williams. So many people have been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And so, you know, hopefully she'll be able to fight this, and we wish her well. Definitely not an easy journey. The Tiger Kings, Joe Exotic, reveals he has prostate cancer. Now, he's in jail. The 58-year-old former zoo owner says he has not gotten any treatment in jail since his diagnosis months ago, so he's worried that the cancer has spread. He said he was recently forced to undergo a CAT scan, and the results were not encouraging. He's had biopsies of his prostate, bladder, a colonoscopy, an endoscopy, and he says he's going to refuse medical treatment if the disease has progressed to stage 3 or 4. So back in May, he shared his cancer diagnosis. He said his PSA count came back very high for prostate cancer. The prison has approved testing to verify what stage it is in. He had wanted a pardon from President Trump and Joe Biden, but I don't think he got it. He was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse, 2 counts of attempted murder for hire in his plot to kill his rival, Carol Baskin. I don't know if you guys saw, what was it, the Tiger... What was it? I forget what the show was called. Tiger King? Yeah, it was hard to watch. But I guess he and Carol Baskin have been going back and forth. He's currently serving a 22-year sentence in prison. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152.
$1,000. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.